I'm going to get off
Talk
the
Radio.
Oh, okay. Hello, everybody. This is your nursing home show. I don't know exactly what we're on. I'm trying to end the call with Frank. I think he's on sort of like a party line. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about how the government can help 1,500,000 people in if they weren't in nursing homes. How could they help them? Well, it's a very difficult question, so we're going to actually go through it today and show you how our system supersedes all the other systems, that our system supersedes the other systems. All right, so it reminds me of another show that we did a little while ago, paths, like different, things that are for the elderly and the disabled. They have, different types of home ideas, meaning the nursing home ideas. And I call them nursing home ideas because a lot of times people don't realize that these are, making us, actually be attracted to what's going on, but not helping us in general. We need to get in a sites plan, in fact, into doing everything that we need. So we'll actually talk about that today. Frank, are you there?
Yeah, you're on the wrong side of the fence.
Oh, I am? All right, you want me to hang up and you just stay on?
The host.
Oh, I am?
No. Then the show will go off.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah, they're really off. I told
I'm
you. Had a little trouble. You want me to get off so you could do it? Yeah.
What?
Well, I thought it's Wednesday. It's the host, right? I'm the host, or am I in on the
You're the host,
guest line?
But you're on the guest line.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, my. Okay.
I dialed in because I didn't want the show to be late.
No. I know.
Inner Sight.
Yeah, I read them what the title was.
And as Susan said, 1.5 million
right.
in nursing
a lot
homes.
Of people.
17,000
yeah.
nursing homes in this country.
Isn't that crazy?
And trillions of dollars being spent and really wasted because people are not getting what they deserve in those places, what
mm-hmm.
they should be getting.
That's
right. So, yeah, how can the politicians help those 1.5 million? Well,
they could, yeah, a lot of things.
They can pass a law,
mm-hmm.
which would take a long time to apply. It's not going to happen overnight. That nursing homes must become obsolete in this
yeah,
country.
Yeah, they do.
And that people should have the right to remain in their own homes. And that the law should protect them remaining in their own homes. See, that's the thing.
That's it.
Right now, the law protects people who are in nursing homes, going
mm-hmm.
into nursing homes. You can't stay out of a nursing home if you don't have the means to get the help you're going to need, because the law considers that a person who wants to hurt themselves.
Right.
That's how they look at it. That's
yeah.
why a judge will never go against the
National
Adult Protective Services.
That's right.
Because that's their whole case.
Mm-hmm.
How the person won't be protected in their own home because the state won't give them enough hours and help to keep them safe. So they got to go to the nursing home. That's what happens to people.
Yeah. Some people, in lieu of going to the nursing home, they actually go to, shelters.
Yeah. People in hospitals are subject to going to nursing homes. People in assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
People in dealing with the home health care. People that can be used against you under certain circumstances.
That's right.
You know, they have to testify.
Yeah, see?
That's the law. They don't testify, they'll lose their job.
That's correct. And if you lose, if you're in a nursing home, you can't have a job. That's what they said, at least. Because all of your money is being sent to the nursing home. It just keeps going around in circles, you know?
I don't know of anybody that ever had a job in a nursing home.
No, not in a nursing home. Well, they're in a nursing home as a resident. Some people, I know one person who was trying to do it and got into a lot of trouble. We both know this person. You know?
Well,
she's an advocate.
You lose everything in that place.
Yeah. You certainly do.
You know.
Well, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing so I could be really noxious to them and they just throw me out. That'd be nice. At least I laugh about it.
They take your money, and plus they get money from the government.
The government, which is really sickening. Very sickening, Brian.
I mean,
you really
figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of money. Not only are they getting paid from the government, they got to take the money from the person who's the resident.
Which doesn't make sense. It doesn't. Why are you taking that from the person who desperately needs it more than you? That really bothers me.
Not only that, from a person who most people don't even want to be there, and you got to pay them for that.
Yeah.
Why should you have to pay for a place where you don't want to be?
Sure,
nobody
I'd rather be
that.
In my own apartment.
Sure.
And not sitting in a
nobody
nursing home.
Nobody does that.
Degenerating. Do you know how much exercise I'll be doing every day? A lot if I stay in a nursing home. Believe me, because I wouldn't want to stay in one for a long time.
So here's what the politicians can do. You know, they got to reverse the whole thing. Pass a law that people must remain in their own home and that the government and the agencies have to help raise the money to keep them there. That would be the law, and that, included in that should be that every eligible apartment must be made accessible.
That's right.
So people can have so there's no more shortage of housing. You know, I mean that affects mostly the disabled. That shortage of housing because places. That disabled people can't get into. You know, there's a lot of apartments that people can't get into.
That's correct.
And houses, too.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by A Day for Milton, by the way. May 19th at the Brewery Hall, Belport, New York. We're going to honor a great, great soldier guide dog. Milton, who lost his life in the line of duty, serving.
Yeah, that's true.
And we've been getting a lot of support.
Yeah.
Some of our latest supporters, Suffolk Bus Corp.
Love it.
A couple of newspapers that have now.
Nice.
One of them comes out tomorrow, I believe.
Oh, great.
South Bay News.
Mhm. They had a nice ad too. Yeah.
Huh?
They sent me just an ad of what it would look like, and they had Milton's picture, and it looked great. I loved it.
Oh, they put the picture in?
Yes, they did.
They
but
sent you
a
new
small,
ad.
They sent me a new ad with this picture in it. Yeah.
Oh, now you tell me. Do you have it?
Yeah. You need it?
Read it.
Read it. Okay. Hang on.
Let's hear what it says. And it's come tomorrow the 29th, I believe.
Right. Let me just see if I have exactly what
comes
it was
out
about
tomorrow.
Milton and all that. Yeah, they gave it to me. Hold on. I just got to get to an area where I could see it better.
A Day for
Milton,
May 19th. All right. While you're looking for that, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen.
There we
631-286-0444, and that's Michelle and Tom's place. Michelle, of course, the woman who owned Milton. And, you know, it's so ironic because on the show that we did, which, by the way, is on tonight at 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, and Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And on the one of the shows we did with Michelle, the irony is that she had to sign a release.
Really?
That she would not abuse the dog, or that if she abused the dog, they could take it away from her.
Yeah, you know? I got the article.
Now, she had to sign that damn thing, right?
Yeah.
But isn't it ironic that the school abused the dog?
That's right.
What do they lose?
Nothing.
For abusing Milton.
They lose a trainer, but that's about it.
See how stupid the whole thing is?
Yes, it
you
is.
Have to sign something that if you abuse the dog, they can take it away from you. But the school can abuse the dog. And they don't lose anything. What do you take away from them? What a stupid way to run an organization, especially one that responsible for people's lives.
Yes, sight.
I mean, think about that. Isn't that ironic? That kind of. You got a sign that you won't abuse the dog,
yeah.
And they turn around and they killed her dog.
That's even worse, I think.
See the show tonight,
mm-hmm.
11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3
That's
on
right.
the Spirit Channel, and you can see the whole show. And join us May 19th for the Day for Milton. Now, you got that?
I got the article, yes.
Article? It's not an article.
Yeah, she wrote A Day for Milton to raise awareness about service dogs. Come join us to raise awareness about service dogs. Milton was a brave guide dog soldier who died in the line of duty. The event will take place at the Bellport Brewing Company, located at 14 Station Road in Bellport, on Sunday, May 19th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, please call 631-487-2038, and we have a picture, a beautiful picture of
Now, you
dog.
Should immediately email that to Ira.
Yeah, he'd be happy.
Let him have that, you know,
yeah.
See it.
Yeah, hang on.
You might want to put
it
in the package.
Right now. I right?
You have Ira's email?
Yeah, ITC something, and it goes on.
Yeah, send that to him right away. Matter of fact,
okay.
You can do it now. You can do it while we're on the air.
Yes, I can. Hold on.
Yeah, send it to him.
All right,
Inner Sight, brought to you by the Third Eye, Insight, Devin Fernandez. Learn how to protect yourself, stay safe. Call Mr. Fernandez, 631-445-3464, and he'll give you all the details. Third Eye, Insight, all right? We're brought to you by the Akita Rescue, Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, and once again, I thank them for caring about my guide dog and sending her food. Greatly appreciate that. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East, Akita Rescue. Check them out online on the Facebook. Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. Get some good info. Mr. Kennedy, a great supporter of Inner Sight. And let's see, what else? Nobody Starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Just give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. And the food is free. And when he's able to do it, he's got medical veterinarians that help too. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And they want me to mention Friday in July, a little early for that, but will be the celebration of the ADA, Friday, July 23rd, over at SILO.
That's
all right.
3 days before it's the actual anniversary, which is interesting that they put it that way.
That's what?
It's interesting that the dog, you know, passed away on the ADA birthday.
The same day, I think.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
23rd.
No, 26th.
I don't know. I thought it was the 23rd. All right, the same weekend.
26th. Same weekend, yeah. Yep.
All
it's
right,
good that it lands on a weekend that we could have, you know, all the events and things. If we need anything outside, they'll put it for us, I suppose, right?
Yeah. Inner Sight and SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631. 880-2979. And we thank them for their donation.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to receive that any day now. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And we want to thank, of course, Able News. Their promotion for Milton comes out April 10th.
Nice. Right?
All right.
At the appropriate time. Right?
And that'll run through May 10th. So that'll be the month. I don't know if they'll have time to run it in the May issue. Maybe they will. I don't know. I'll have to find out. I don't know what day the May issue comes out.
Right.
All right. Inner Sight. And we thank all the friends, all the people that have thus far participated in promoting the day for Milton, including all the stores and the people that have taken pictures of my
sign,
a guide dog, and the beautiful Milton notice. Another guy came over to me today admiring my great Akita.
Aww.
Took the picture. He says, I'm going to put this up all over, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
yeah.
A lot of people want to come.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to honor Milton. And then when they, you know, When they hear the story, they're so flabbergasted.
Oh yeah, usually.
So it really moves people, you know.
It does.
All right, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world: Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the youngsters that have passed away from horrible, horrible evildoers. Was there another shooting recently in school?
Nashville. Yeah. Another shooting.
Tennessee, right?
Right.
Wow. I heard about it.
Yeah.
Once again, we call for immediate action.
Mm-hmm.
Have a trained dog at the door with an officer.
That's right.
And a metal detector inside the door. Just have one door in and out. You know, who cares if people are inconvenienced? The hell with that.
That's right. The only thing you have to have is opening from the inside. So in case there's a fire, you could get people out.
Of course it all has to open from the inside.
Yeah,
that's easy to fix.
Yeah, to fix, yeah. That's the only thing you really need is
no, but you would have a guard inside the door too.
That too, yeah.
So they're right there. You're covered in case of emergency, and you could have it where the doors would open wide.
Yeah.
You know, But the metal detector should be inside the door, the dog with the officer, the trained dog with the officer outside the door. And the government and the agencies should start making this happen. This is horrible. When
yes, it is.
Shooting
they
in
schools,
I mean.
They want to put, you want to know what they want to put in there? I was listening to Biden, and I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. They want to put guns and make the it more dangerous for kids to go to school. Kids are not going to want to go to school. You watching school?
Hell no. Guns in the school?
Yeah, to protect.
That's all you need.
Right?
All these damn gangsters will be robbing them.
That's true.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's a stupid
idea. But that's
idea.
Not on the kids.
See, that
kids
shows
are...
you that, they, that that these politicians don't have any common sense.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
They'd rather take a chance to protect people once a person is loose in the school, you know, and now they have guns.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
that's
people who would have guns inside the school. Now you got more guns, which means more people are going to die.
Yeah, because they could take the gun right out of your hand. That's all they need to do.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. You've got to get them before they get in the damn building. That's what our idea does.
That's right.
The dog indicates that a person is armed. You nab them right away. You search them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't see how the other way is going to be helpful. If you,
it's not.
You know what I mean, it's going to really
make things worse.
Hurt people. Yeah.
And then you're going to have people panic.
Yeah.
How many people are going to pick up a gun and they think somebody is going to, you know,
yeah.
A person comes in, they start goofing off and they make believe they got a gun right away?
That's the worst thing, yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be
they'll panic
attacked.
And pull the gun and shoot somebody.
Yeah. Exactly. Or even, you know, in the grand scheme of things, they might even, you know, shoot it off, like you said, without any concern for the other person. Meanwhile, that's
sure.
not the person who was doing it.
And
know?
How many kids are going to be curious
yeah,
and try to figure out where that gun is and how to open the lock
mm-hmm.
and get it out?
Oh, geez. That's all you need.
How about
yeah.
that one?
That's horrible.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what are you going to do, leave those guns there at night in the school? What happens
oh,
to them at
no,
night?
Oh, God, help me. I don't know if they take them.
You know what that
them.
Means, don't you? People are
going
to start breaking
into
the damn school
start
to get the guns.
Get the gun. Now you got it. That's crazy.
What a bunch of idiots. I tell you, man, now these politicians got brains in their ass.
They're sitting on it, yep.
That is
oh,
the most ridiculous
fine.
Thing.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, Inner Sight, we're getting off the subject here, a nursing home
mm-hmm.
show, and
right.
213-816-1650, and it's your show. What do you want to, whatever you want
to
do?
Well,
next?
I'd like to go over how, you know, we can, you know, 1,500,000 people who are in nursing homes, how we could start to get them out of the nursing home. I have some suggestions, but I'd like to hear yours, Frank.
You got to pass a law. First
exactly.
thing you got to do is pass a law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have a law from a federal level, or at least even on a state. You
yeah.
could you could start in a in one state. Think New York should take the damn lead.
Oh yeah, you know why?
Yeah.
Because New York has a very liberal stance, and let me tell you, if we get it done, we get it done.
There are 17,000 nursing homes in this country. How many of them
right.
in New York? I don't know.
A lot. Too many.
Well, I think New York should take the lead, which means you need
yeah.
somebody to introduce the law.
Right.
You
at
know,
the
you
governor.
Need, it should be a bipartisan.
Yeah, it should be.
Two-party situation.
Right.
You know, and the idea of it, the attraction for other legislators. Should be, look at all the money we're going to save, and people are going to be safer and happier in their own home, and they're going to have a chance maybe to have a little job and pay taxes.
Right.
A lot of people work from home now.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Have a little bit. But see, then they take away your Medicaid. You get this craziness that they do. It really is.
Well, that has to be changed.
Yes, it does.
That all has to be changed. You know?
Yeah.
You cannot have any limitation. Somebody said this to me on the chat line the other night. Some disabled woman said, the worst thing they do to us is they limit us.
That's right. She's right.
In other words, they stop you.
Yeah.
They stop you from advancing your life.
That's right.
You know, you hear about these stories every now and then on the news about I heard one the other day about some young guy who lived out of his car. He bought a car. He found a car and he fixed it up and blah, blah, blah. You know? But they're not talking about people who are disabled. They're talking about people who are able-bodied, who can do all these things.
Mm-hmm. That's
how the hell is a person in a wheelchair going to live out of their car?
That's right.
See? So, you know, it's easy. It's a lot easier if you're not disabled and you've got everything and you're so-called normal. Of course.
Yeah.
Then you can do a lot to change your life. You're not limited, is my point.
That's right.
But we are.
Right.
You can't even earn a certain amount of money. You got to be afraid that the damn government will cut you off.
That's right.
Unbelievable, man. Anyway, we have any callers?
Not that I'm aware of. I just took a quick peek at something. Hang on.
Lorraine usually calls in.
Yes, she does. I want to see if she's on the studio.
All
right. So, yes, Lorraine's there.
Yeah. So you got to pass a law. It's got to be all-encompassing. You know, you got to pass the whole thing, you know. And they would probably do it as a pilot. They're not going to make a permanent law. It's going to be a pilot, you know, for whatever, I don't know, for a year or what, a year and a half, whatever they give you, you know.
Yeah.
And in that time, you have to show that it works, that it's
right.
Good for people, it's good for the country.
That's the
it's
most
big,
important part.
Yeah. It's a big to-do.
It is. Very
it
much.
Really is.
I just want to let you know, I'm on your line, believe it or not, as a secondary caller. I can't even mute myself if I needed to.
I don't know how they do that. They say only one host is allowed, but see.
No, I know, and you're the host who were quicker at the gun to get it. No pun intended.
Yeah, but we can't both be on the host line.
It doesn't show me at all, but I'm talking to you.
No, you're
you
probably
got it on your phone.
You're on a guest line.
Yeah.
All right, does Lorraine want to come in?
Yeah, I got her in already.
Oh, hi, Lorraine.
Hello, how are you all?
How are you doing,
good.
Baby?
I'm doing fine. I don't want to get off the subject as to what you're talking about, nursing homes, but when I was listening to about the guns, meaning what I'm thinking, they mean armed security. And after the school is over with, they all take, those officers take some guns home with them and put them in a lockbox. And I do believe that they should have cameras all around the school, inside of the school. That's what they
need
to do, too.
Have more than one person looking at it.
Yeah, more one in the back, one in the front, and one in the side, and have somebody in the room that's monitoring the cameras and get them before they get a chance to even get in and lock the school down. Lock it from the inside.
That's
right, so they won't even get in.
Yes.
So they won't even have to get in, and everything can be avoided.
Yeah.
Along
officers
with your armed security.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Officers are all right, but that doesn't that leaves you open to people walking into the school who could be armed. Now, how's an officer going to tell?
They're trained. They've trained to observe people. They're very observant.
I understand that, but they're not going to be able to tell if a guy's carrying a gun or a bomb with him.
Or AK-47.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Yeah.
A dog can.
A dog can detect it by sniffing, smelling.
Yeah. I think.
Our idea is better. All right, you use the offices. Put the dog at the door and just have one door. That makes the officer's job a lot easier, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah, it does.
But all they have to do is the automatic doors, too, Frank. When an alarm goes off, like a certain alarm, it's at the base patrol, and if that alarm goes off, then all the doors lock. And then when it says, all the doors lock at once, then you have the dogs going around with the officers who have the guns looking at every area, and you'll have that in no time. You'll have that amount of people in no time.
I think our idea is better. Have people come in one door, and as they go by you, the dog checks them.
And all the classrooms down too.
That somebody's carrying a firearm.
Or what?
That way,
the classrooms.
You nab them before they get in the building.
Right.
That's the best way to do it.
It's funny the way you say that. It is the best. I feel the same way when I'm thinking, you know, about it. I feel the same way that when a dog is not as noxious, I feel at least, then, you know, putting a gun in somebody's face, to me that's a lot more noxious.
Yeah. I mean, you make sure those dogs are trained properly, and, you know, there's people that do that.
Yeah,
they have
canine units.
Right there, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I sent that email out, by the way, to the canine person. Yeah, she's gonna,
what do you mean?
What
email? What are you talking about?
It was about, hold on, for the editorial, and then also, hold on, I'll give you a little bit of that email. You wrote it with me.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
I'll read it to you. It's about Brianna's husband to see if...
you sent it to Jill, right?
Yeah, I sent it to Jill.
Yeah,
I got it nicely typed out. Not, you know, now. And then I sent it through the email system.
You said you sent it out to the canine. You didn't send it to the canine. You sent
it to
Jill.
I didn't mean it that way. I meant that if you give this to Jill... Jill gives this to Brianna and her husband. They could work on
it
better.
Yeah, she's going to talk to her and see if we can get someone from Canine
to come out. That'd be great.
Put up the flyer, you know.
That would be nice. Promote
the day for Milton.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight Nursing Home, 213-816-1650. You have any word about your aunt, Lorraine?
Well, no, I don't. My mother didn't mention anything. I know my aunt was trying to get in contact with me, but I haven't heard from her because right now she has a thing that's called a one-on-one right now. Yes, that's what she has.
One-on-one?
A one-on-one.
Oh, she has somebody watching her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, because she's mentally disabled?
A flight risk? No, she could walk around, probably.
Wait a minute,
right?
I'm talking to Lorraine. Lorraine, what is that about?
I'm not sure, but the one-on-one that I'm thinking about is the one-on-one that people, if they have to be monitored daily so they won't harm themselves.
That's right.
A person is in the state of mind that they are in right now, they just don't, you know, because when her son died, she couldn't get over the fact that, you know, her only son is gone. I mean, she bounced back a little bit. She got over it, but she was talking like as if he were still alive, you know.
Oh, wow.
She was remembering things
the
way.
Yeah. I'm sorry. If they could do that in a nursing home, why the hell don't they do it in her own home?
That's right.
You see what I mean?
They also have programs in the nursing home that help you graduate to go into just independent living. But why they're not using it, everybody knows why. You want to keep people there.
Independent living is affiliated with the damn nursing homes.
She was pending to get.
They don't have a choice, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
But
they could do it on their day off. That's the only thing I would say.
See, all these programs or whatever you want to call them have to be reversed.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be applied to people in their own home. That's the kind of law we need. The money is being spent in the wrong way.
Yes, it is.
You know?
Sure is. Sadly.
Because people are going to be much more distracted in a nursing home, even with with somebody watching over them. They're going to be much more distracted in a nursing home than they would in their own home.
That's true. That is very true. Even a person they so-called call normal. Now, that's a really, you know, weird, you know, thing when you have somebody, you know, who has dementia, but everything else is normal, within normal limits. It's really strange to have that kind of, you know, it's just weird to me, at least. I would think that it would affect other parts of somebody's body, but this is only affecting the brain and the spinal cord.
And then on top of that, the person doesn't have the option of maybe tapping into something organic and natural that can help them. All they're getting stuck with is these damn drugs. That's all these people know. You know? And most people, it makes them worse. Because it tears them down physically, first of all, side effects. You know? And it makes them worse. Whereas they'd have a better chance with the natural stuff and with a doctor who knows what they're doing with it. You don't have that. You can't have that in the nursing home.
No, you can't.
Now, to me, that's a very unsafe situation right there when they're so closed-minded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
You know? How many, and it's been said many, many times, how many people want to hurt themselves because they've been taking certain drugs?
Of course. You know?
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Had a woman on my show. It happened to her sister.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a sad story.
So
it really was.
You know, this government has to really turn this thing around if they're going to help us.
That's right.
And do the right thing and save all that money.
Yeah, look at how much we're in the trillions now, and that wasn't supposed to
trillions
be.
Trillions of dollars.
Like, trillions of dollars, yeah. Wow.
841 New York. Nursing
you knew
homes,
that was
turn
bad.
Nursing homes into accessible housing. That's the solution.
It is the solution. I don't understand why. I'm sorry. I don't understand why that hadn't been done a long time ago.
The money.
You know? Yeah.
You got a lot of powerful people who own these nursing homes.
Oh, yeah. Some of them wouldn't mind, because their nursing homes are going very bad, they wouldn't mind joining. But that's a per-state situation. Because I know when my aunt was being put in a quote, rehabilitation, I didn't want that to happen because I knew how it messed up my mom and dad, you know, when they were in that particular moment. You know, my mom got thrown in a nursing home, so did my dad. For the same reason, for not having the, be enough services, you know. There was no person able to give you money and then you could hire these people. There was nothing like that. I wish there was. I would have just, you know, made sure that my aunt had a little bit of aid service. We had to pay, you know, for her nursing service, just the people, the family, had to get their money together and pay, you know, for being in a nursing home situation in Florida.
Well,
or you could
pay privately. What should be happening here is there should be a law that the agencies and the government should contribute to this too.
And
should
it should be throughout
initially,
the United States.
Initially raise $1 million per person.
That's right.
You know, you know, disabled, take the most vulnerable. Well, yeah. Let's say there's 30 million disabled in this country. Arguments.
That's a lot.
It's not a lot. It's only $30 million. It's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And put the money into an account for that person in their name.
Sealed
legally that it can only be used to keep a person out of the nursing home.
Yeah, that or even if you want to make it even more stiff, the law, but yet it's easy for the person to use, you might want to include different things like, you know, food and shelter things, like get somebody to say, oh, this is only for your rent and your and buying, you know, a house. They got two different types of Section 8 grants.
Well, no. I'm talking about just to keep them out of the nursing home. That should be there as insurance. Can't be touched for anything else.
Right.
You know, and then you have the agencies that would raise money for other things.
Right.
You know, such as living, food, and all that. You know, let the government go half. You know?
That's right, and that would save a lot of money.
If the government gives somebody $200 for food, let's say a month, reduce that to $100, and let the agencies raise $100.
Right, so it meets the
See
goal.
How you're saving
also,
money?
Yeah, and don't, you know, allow...
You can work that all the way down the line.
Any organization, don't allow anybody to cut the amount of benefits that are given to you. So you can get food, you could buy things
house. That's got to be a must.
Yeah, to help you.
You got
to...
Yeah. Because it would never work otherwise.
That's right.
As soon as you raise money for... someone right
anything.
Away they're gonna say, oh no, you don't need this, but you do
yeah,
need
now,
it.
Now they did that to my mother-in-law. They raised, you know, she got the food stamps money, and then they took some of it back. That was uncalled for. They could have left it for her.
That has to be rectified. Has to be done away with.
Yeah.
That's
and when
our
it
downfall.
Gets done away. I'll ask her. Would you like to join back
That's
into
the
food stamp system?
You know, but that insurance money is vital.
Oh, yeah.
$1 million.
I don't think I have it that high because they wouldn't give it to me.
Why not? You need it.
I know I need it, but they didn't give it to me. They only gave me the secondary.
After they raised the $1 million, you know, it's there. You don't have to raise money for that anymore because you got enough, you know, it's gonna last you for the
right.
duration of the person's life, because usually people don't go into nursing home until they're older.
Yeah, but why would they even want to, even when they're older? You know? That's
no, you don't want to, but that would keep them out. See, that would lead to the closing of the nursing home, because
that's
now they say, oh, now we don't need nursing homes anymore.
That's right. But what
you
they
know?
Could do with the housing that's there, you could just divvy it up. You know, meaning that this will now have this particular three rooms of the nursing home will be one apartment. I'm just giving you an example. And then they could change it. You know how much the people who are, you know, constantly sitting on the bench waiting for, you know, work, how much they're not getting? It's going
to
be really
It all has
taxing.
To be written up in a proposal.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how to write those type of proposals. So I need somebody to help
hard.
Me with that.
It's not that
it's
hard to write a
money,
proposal
Frank.
Like that.
It's
you start
more about
with
the money.
You start with that there should be a passing of a law, that Congress should declare nursing homes, outlaw nursing homes, you know, and explain how the agencies and the government should raise the money. It's not that hard to write it.
And I only had one class when I was in college on how to write those stupid things. Excuse my French about that. But you know what? I got so ticked off. I got A in the class, but it wasn't easy. Believe me, it wasn't easy trying to write
Common
a proposal.
Sense.
Yeah, I did it. I did it, but it was challenging, I'd say, for me.
It's common sense because all you're doing is involving the agencies that are supposed to help you anyway.
Yeah.
And you're converting the money from the nursing homes to help the people stay in their own home. That's all you're doing.
And that's right.
It's the whole thing.
They should also tell every, I would say here, everything has to be similar. It doesn't have to be the same, but similar in format. When I'm talking about, you know, all the money needs to be for the disabled person, we have to start getting people out of the nursing homes and put them, you know, temporarily in their home. Hopefully they have a little bit of accessibility. If they don't, unfortunately, they're going to have to do like maybe a month or two in long term, which I hate to begin with. But, hey, that's better, you know, once we get a lot of the nursing homes converted over. And in your own town, let me tell you, in Florida, there's practically nothing for the senior citizens, only nursing homes, not even assisted living or anything like that. They just only have nursing homes. So if you take it away, that's one of the first places that you have to work on are the people who don't have any other alternative but nursing home. They go first. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, we have the other alternatives. We might not go towards those alternatives, but we might take an extra day. You know, not day, I would say a time frame in the long-term facility area in the nursing home and get more physical therapy if you could, you know, use it and stuff like that until you're able to get into the new apartment. That's the biggest concern right now. You have to be able to get in the apartment. It is. So if you have a person in temporary housing for, like, a few
now
months...
Now you see if Intersight had, $40 trillion, let's say, Congress would want us there. See?
That's right.
They would invite
us. Exactly.
And what would we talk about?
Yeah.
Get rid of these damn nursing homes. Change these things, you know. But then they'd listen to you.
Yes, they would, because you got
to. Because you'd have a couple of congressmen, and you'd say, "Hey, you know, we'll support your campaign, but we want you to do A, B, and C."
That's right.
That's how that works.
You could do a public service announcement also on how nursing homes are detrimental to people's lives and what the alternative is. But this thing has to be quick. The commercial.
You gotta have a lot more names on your petition to pull that off.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, tell them where they can sign the petition.
Yeah, it's real easy. All you gotta do is go to When you go to change.org, you find the search area. It looks like a magnifying glass, and you click on it. Okay, once you click on the magnifying glass, then you type in Intersight. And after you type in Intersight, boom, we come right up with two petitions that are active.
All right, how many names we got on? Any increase in it?
Yeah, we got a little bit of an increase on the, mostly on our episodes. But I didn't take a look at the nursing home one. I have to take a look. I saw it yesterday.
How about the service dog one? How are we doing with that one?
That actually stayed the same, but let me check again.
Yeah, I am. All right, Intersight, speaking of which, tomorrow night show entitled My Dog is Throwing a Party.
Nah, that's what I got.
That's tomorrow night's show. We'll talk about that. And,
some of the elements
of that party.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. I'm going down to what they are. And I got your service dog one. Looks like it gained a little bit. 75,892. Just a little bit. What do you think?
75,892?
What?
Oh, it's almost 76,000.
Yes, it is. We got a promote.
And we got Milton up there, right?
Not as in. I don't feel like I might have to read the essay.
Wait a minute, you told me you put Milton up there.
I was going to put Milton up in the pictures, and I wrote a little blurb about it.
Your phone is getting muffled for some reason.
Oh, he's in here. Yeah. honor Milton, the guide dog, and his legacy by signing in a psych petition on change.org. Below is the petition link, and you click it. That was 2 months ago I put it up.
We should reword that a little bit. Can you fit more wording in there or not?
Yeah, I can, but it gets too bogged down. When you click on this, okay, you get straight to the petition, and the petition, and it just with the entry on the petition, and then you could go straight and sign it. It's kind of nice.
I want to add that part about the soldier. I like that, you know, that he died in the line of duty.
Yeah, he did. I like the
honor Milton.
Yeah.
The guide dog, the brave soldier guide dog who died in the line of duty.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I want to try to put that in there. Because it tells them.
Let me see later if I could. Are you up later? Maybe we could just throw it in quickly.
No, you can do it. Don't you know what to say?
Yeah, I do. I do. I just
soldier
want to make
guide
sure that
dog
it's going right.
Who died
dog
in the line of duty.
Those
are the key words.
Okay. Sounds good.
Soldier guide dog who died in the... You can
in the line of duty.
Just write it down and tomorrow we'll go over it. You know,
okay.
See if it fits.
That sounds
in
fair. Yeah. I'll do that.
All right. Inner sight.
For each other.
Nursing home show... 213-816-1650. And again, once again, anyone who's helping their loved one or a friend to stay out of the nursing home and you want to come on the show or you need some help,
well,
let us know.
If I don't have any more aides and I'll be living on my own in that sense to get an aide or two, I might need a nursing home to get out of it and I might need our plan. So we'll see how that works. It's been very, challenging right now, all around,
Yeah, well, everybody has a challenge.
Oh, yeah. This probably is mine. I won't doubt it.
Life is a challenge. You never know what's going to happen next, man.
Yeah, especially...
I mean, look at my dear sister Michelle, look at what she in her wildest dreams.
I don't think she thought they would do that.
She never thought.
Yeah.
That this would happen to her, that Milton, would be dead.
Be taken
and
away
gone
in that way.
You know.
That is horrible.
So. Everybody's got something. Some people worse than others.
Oh yeah.
All right, Friday night, the funnies, don't forget. I don't know, we'll come up with something stupid.
Yeah, that would be great. Give me some things ahead of time so I could take a quick peek.
Friday night.
Cool.
Hey, Lorraine, you're going to have your applause around Friday night?
Yes, you're always welcome.
Yeah,
okay?
What else?
Oh, good.
What else have you got on that machine over there?
I have an applause with cheering.
I like that.
Yeah.
I have the air horn. I have a siren. I got to put the batteries in. That's what I have.
Siren? You mean like a police siren?
Yeah. Like a
that might be interesting.
A bullhorn.
And a bullhorn. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make your
voice
like
we can do a skit called The Ambulance Chaser.
I like that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We haven't really done anything with that.
Do something like that, maybe.
Yeah. And why do you
I'll
need
do
to
it
go
with,
into a
I'll
hospital?
Do it with,
you could have your own ambulance. No.
I'll do it with Red Fox when he needed a lawyer. See.
And what's his Sam Wiggum? No, who was the one that he used to get all the time?
No. Sonny was the lawyer.
Oh yeah. I have a question.
All right, in
a
sight, we gotta get out of here. I will see you tomorrow night. It's your show. Go ahead. Goodbye, world. In a sight.
Goodbye, world. In a sight.
Got about a minute.
Thank you.
Tell them where to sign the petition again.
And then I'll give you the petition. Change.org, type in in the search thing, you know, a little box, just type in inner sight and you'll find it. All right. Thank you, everybody, and have a great evening. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night.
God willing.
Yeah.
God willing, right? Good night.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night.